Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.
You don't need no oil when you fry bacon, cause what? Bacon has its own oil! I want you to look over and somebody send me like bacon, baby!
Oh yeah, she's talking about making bacon. With me, DJ Over Easy, Saturday mornings from 8 till 10.
You produce your own oil and allow others to taste and see that CFRC is good.
Hey, my name's Nolan Hubbard, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771. Hello and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
What do you think?
Give it one more go.
Strong enough again? Oh, yeah.
There you go. Imagine you're the Kool-Aid man bursting through a brick wall.
The Kool-Aid man.
Yeah. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day edition. It's your rock ride around the world and through time.
Yeah.
We bring you all the goods.
All the happy things.
Yes, we trim the fat and give you nothing but the top quality meat.
Yes, the sirloin there.
That's right. Speaking of sirloin, we had some top quality cuts from the Honest Heart Collective.
Ooh.
That was Atlantic City live in Vancouver. Not too bad. And we had in that last set a newer one from Juliana Riolino with Like a Rembrandt.
Mm.
Still not sold out tonight at the Broom Factory. Still tickets available.
Yeah, come join us.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's going to be real good.
Yeah, and we'll see what Jeff wears.
I have an idea.
It's going to be
a manky red and blue plaid shirt.
Yeah.
Got some paint stains.
Got some
grease stains, some bleach stains.
It's well loved.
It's well loved, yeah. I'll be in there with bells on. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing great. I'm glad I made it through.
I'm glad you made it through.
Yeah. And you're not alone.
It's like just...
You are not alone.
Thank you.
You know that one?
Who is that?
That's Michael Jackson.
Oh, right.
Remember that one?
I was more of a Billie Jean guy.
Yeah.
If I could dance to it, I would listen to it. His other stuff's fine, but like, you know, got to do the moonwalk. Can you do the moonwalk?
I can't.
I'm going to teach you in the summer when I'm not wearing big boots. I'll teach you how to do the moonwalk.
Yeah. Can you do anything else? Can you do the splits?
I used to be able to do the splits.
Really?
Yeah, not the real splits, but like the Sam Rockwell splits where you still have a leg bent, so it's kind of cheating.
Mm.
But it still looks like you're doing the splits if you do it fast enough.
Okay.
This is not stuff to do when I'm wearing like two pairs of pants and big boots.
Can you do a cartwheel?
No, I can never do a cartwheel.
No?
Nah, I can never wrap my head around it. I would always just bash myself into stuff.
Can you do a handstand?
Nope. You?
No.
No.
But these are things that I desperately wanted to do when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Like, do well.
Yeah.
You know?
There's still time.
I suppose.
My biggest acrobatic feat now is just like rolling out of bed, coughing up a couple of cigarette butts, you know?
Yeah.
Trudging to the fridge. I do this classic thing where you take the carton of milk out of the fridge and you sniff it, make sure it's fine. If it's okay, you drink it.
Yeah.
Basically, that I just live.
That's what you do?
I live like a crusty middle-aged 80s action star.
Ah, yeah. I see.
My next-door neighbors can hear me hacking it up every morning.
You wear like a white, what do you call it?
A tank top?
Tank top.
Yeah.
You wear that to go with it?
I think I'm wearing a black one today. So you can hide.
Oh, you are.
I'm basically John McClane from Die Hard, I know. and bald like him too. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome back.
I think that's who I am.
It's we're just barreling through winter. Like, I was re-listening to some old episodes of ours on the CFRC.ca archives, and like months ago we were talking about winter.
Yeah.
Months ago. Still going.
It's still here.
Rage.
It's okay.
That's all right, because there's still stuff going on in town. The weekend is fast approaching, and we've got some events for you. First and foremost, I wanted to mention that Market Street downtown has closed off for the next, like, week or two because it's like Winterfest or FebFest. So they've got, like, little seating area, campfires, and go skating, get some beaver tail.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just really embrace the winter while we got it.
Yeah. Enjoy it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Other things that are going on, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival.
Yes, that's the big to-do.
Big
to-do.
Officially starts today. Mm-hmm. There's an opening ceremony thing at the Isabel tonight. They're going to be screening the remake of the Rob Lowe hockey movie, Youngblood.
Ooh.
I call it Mullet Movie.
Mullet Movie?
In the old one, his mullet was like, mwah.
Beautiful
mullet, yeah. I don't know if there's any mullets in this new one. I'll have to go and see, I guess. But I'm not going to, because tonight I'm going to see Juliana Riolino, and you're joining me.
Yeah.
We're going to drive there.
Ooh.
In a front-wheel drive, ball-tire car in this weather.
Exciting.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
But if you're interested in going to the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, get on it now, because a lot of stuff is sold out. I'm looking at their website right now. Like, Thursday, pretty much everything is sold out. Friday, most of the things are sold out. There's a lot of stuff on Saturday still, and I suspect Sunday is probably the day. If you're missing out on some of these things, get out there on Saturday or Sunday, and get those tickets.
Yeah, get them while they're hot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I've got tickets for one of the Canadian short film programs. The local shorts are on Sunday. I wasn't gonna go, but then a customer at Old Farm told me that she's in one of the shorts. Is a fencer. You know, like fencing, not like building a fence, but like sword fighting.
Fencing. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay.
Where you poke the person.
You poke people.
And you're dressed in white.
Yeah. And I said, we're probably not going to be able to see your face. She's like, no, not at all, but I'm going to be fencing.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
And then I got tickets to the Slate music video showcase on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I will be wearing this outfit for all of them.
Okay.
It's going to smell.
Okay.
So, you got anything going on?
Well. If you want to be a fierce female, and if you want to be, have your picture taken. If you want the great lighting, if you want all the drama, there's a wedding open house and fashion showcase.
Ah.
Okay, happening at Kaufman Photography. So that is going to be on February 28th at 1 p.m. The price is $10. And so there'll be live models and bridal and menswear, champagne and catered bites, and you can meet planners, florists, photographers, and more.
Ah, yes, because, like, you know, wedding season obviously is when the weather's nicer, so winter is kind of like planning season. This is what I've been told from my married friends.
Okay.
But me, like, I've always wanted to have a tux. I've always wanted to just own a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not getting married. I'm single. Mm-hmm. But I might go.
You might go.
Just to get a tux.
Yeah. So if you were going to get a tux, what type of tux?
Oh, classic.
Would you get?
Classic black.
Like, just black?
Yeah.
What about a blue one? I would think you would want, like, a light powdered blue.
I don't know. That's kind
just
of
for fun.
That's kind of like a hockey player look. It's like a hockey player look.
What about blue? Like, blue suits are in.
Blue suits are
in. Like a navy blue. Sorry,
you're
that's
buzzing
my phone's buzzing.
I want classic black. Something I can wear with Converse. Like,
okay, do you want a tie or a bow tie?
Ooh, bow tie would be challenging because I'd have to learn how to do it. I can't,
you can
clip-ons.
Have somebody, I'll help you.
Sure,
yeah.
No, my image, like, I want to, like, come out of a frozen lake, like, through the ice in a wetsuit and then unzip the wetsuit and I'm wearing a tuxedo and then I go into the ball to, like, spy on people.
Okay, so that's a lot. So you you want to make, like, a grand entrance.
Yeah,
so
a sneaky entrance.
You want your entrance to be just as dramatic as your bride.
Well, it's got to be a sneaky entrance because, like, there's security, there's dogs, they don't want me there.
Okay, so is this in reality? Like, is this
the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie Total Recall I'm describing. Or not Total Recall, sorry, no, True Lies.
Oh,
my goodness, I almost screwed up there.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Okay.
You ever saw True Lies?
I have, but I don't have that kind of memory. I don't have that kind of, like, memory for these films.
It's the one where he's wearing the tuxedo and he's doing the tango.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis is hanging off the helicopter.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, and then
when they dance in it, like he doesn't move. She just sort of dances around him because he's like a tree.
I'm going to have to watch it again.
That's the tuxedo I want.
Okay.
Yeah. So this bridal show on Saturday at 1 p.m., they better have wetsuits as well. Just here to screw things around. Other events that are going on in town. I mean, again, there's a lot of stuff going on with KCFF. Arkells, I think, sold out at the Broom Factory in like record time. So what you want to do is go to the stage door, have a clipboard, a lanyard, and maybe a music stand, and just walk in. Just pretend that you're supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. No one will stop you.
Yeah, just have that confidence.
Yeah, or wetsuit from the frozen ice. Come up. Yeah, anyways. anything else, Simone?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
I think we're good. Let me see if there's anything else.
I got a couple more.
You want to mention a couple more?
I got a couple more here. Okay. If you're not going to the film festival, what's her name there? Miss Emily is going to be playing at the Cove this weekend. So if you're out in Westport, Ontario and want to see some sweet award-winning blues, get out to that.
Yeah, get out to... You know, see the love of your life there.
Yes, thank you. That's what I need the tuxedo for. And, oh, man, July Talking Born Ruffians is sold out. Oh, my goodness. Lots going on, though. Bon Evans is playing at the Lakeside on the 27th. John McClurg is playing at Kilpatrick's on the 27th. Both are free shows. Lucas Oak is playing at the Loaf and Ale Pub in the West End. That's also free on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things going on.
There are things going on.
Absolutely. I guess that's everything, though.
Well, there's board games.
What?
You didn't tell me about this. I know you love board games, a good board game.
Yeah.
Board games are happening at Something in the Water.
Oh, nice.
And that's on Wednesdays.
Very cool.
So that's like today.
Today?
That's at 275 Princess Street every Wednesday, no cover. So just go have some fun from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, so when we go to Juliana Riolino at 7 and I get kicked out at 7:30 for, you know, being myself.
We can just mosey on over to Something in the Water.
Definitely, yeah. And that reminds me, one last event. Saturday night, 11 p.m. until 2 a.m., their Third Space Art Collective is having an Afro-Caribbean Afrobeat dance party at Daft Brewery.
Ooh.
Yeah, check out their social media because I think there's limited tickets at the door. Most of them, I think, get sold online.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of these events on social media and they look fun.
Yeah.
Like if I'm still vertical at 11 p.m. on Saturday, I might mosey up there and just be like a nerdy fly on the wall just because it looks like, it looks cool.
You'll be a little nightlight.
I want to be cool.
Yeah.
I want to be cool. Simone.
You want to be cool?
Yeah. I'm going to go there in my tux and just stand there.
You're going to bring your tux too?
I'll bring the tux.
Okay. Bring it.
I'll buy it on Saturday afternoon. And I'll wear it to the Slate Festival and then I'll ruin it at the dance party.
All right.
All right.
You got some plan, my friend.
I think it's not a good plan, but it's a plan.
Oh, let's do it.
We got some tunes coming up. Though they're not good tunes, but they're tunes.
They're tunes, and we're happy.
New stuff from Milk and Bone. This one is called Bloodshot, right here
on CFRC 101.9. Friend.
from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, use a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlie, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
Volkswagen flew. Hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? She says, ooh, wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Your seats and tray tables are locked in the upright position.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
ready
what they
to
say?
Go,
emergency
yeah.
exits are here, here, there.
Here.
Welcome to your journey of rock, pop, bop, and schlock on Ooh. Indie Morning Wednesday. It's CFRC.
Mm.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, it's the station that rocks the nation. think the best station on earth.
We are.
Pretty darn good.
We've been here for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and I have been here for a while. It's 9:30. We've been rocking it since 8 o'clock. We got another half hour left. Hope you guys are having a great snowy morning. Although it is warming up out there.
Yeah, you can feel it a little bit.
Yeah, like when I was walking in, like it was windy, but it was coming from the south and you could feel it like warming up. Maybe
you knew it was coming from the south?
I knew it was of course. Are you kidding me? Don't you lick your finger and stick it in the air?
No, I don't.
Good Lord. I just looked at a flag. But yeah, so, you know, we're in the final death throes of wintertime. We're all getting through it together.
Yeah.
It's still light out at 6 p.m., which is nice. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming around.
But, you know, I like the winter because, again, it's my shut-in season.
Yeah, that's right. Because I was going to just say, what do you do in the winter?
Nothing.
You're shut in.
I'll tell you what I don't do. I don't bathe. I don't shave. I don't make any effort. It's fantastic.
So how much longer are you going to go with this beard? Are you going to keep going until the end of winter?
Yeah, I'll trim it down when the weather starts getting hot. But I like beard. Yeah, the most of me I can cover up.
I want to see how far you can take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I really want to see how far.
I got to get better at trimming it because, like, when you trim it, it's when it grows faster, right? And if I don't touch it after a while, it gets messier, but it doesn't, like, grow.
Do you think you need some professional help?
Possibly, yes. Mm. I think because I'm going to all this film festival stuff this weekend, I need to, like, actually go to a barber.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of just me doing it by myself.
Yeah, have them kind of help you trim it a little bit, give you some beard oil of, you know.
Some tips.
Something, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. There's ways to do this, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. I've noted, like, much like how I talk to bald guys about bald stuff, you know, in conversation.
Yeah.
I found myself talking to beard guys. Like, I'll just say, like, hey, man, your beard is on point. And they'll be like, yeah.
Or with your bald stubble.
My bald stubble.
Bald.
Yeah. You're learning.
Head stubble. That's
my head stubble.
It. That's
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah.
We've been talking about Squire Egg from the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. I love that little guy.
He's cute.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched the new Game of Thrones series yet, don't let the other shows put a bad taste in your mouth. Knight of the Seven Kingdoms is actually solid.
And where can you watch it?
It's on Crave, on HBO Max, or there are some illegal websites. I believe Napster is a thing still.
Okay.
Get it on Napster. And I don't know, if you want to wait it out, like the library will probably have it for rent pretty soon, right? Mm-hmm. It's literary. It's based on a novella.
Mm-hmm.
Novella.
Ooh.
But I gush about it because, like, good TV is so rare these days. Like, it's just solid.
That's true.
Yeah. I won't nerd out about it very much longer, but
it's okay.
Thank you so much.
It's all right.
You're very understanding.
I'm an understanding co-host.
But one more thing, though, if you're on the fence about it, I mean, I know Game of Thrones is known for violence and gratuitous sex and things like that. And you might be like, oh, I don't know. This one's not. There is some violence, but it's not gratuitous and it's very sparse.
Yeah.
Most of the show is just sort of like a light drama where they're at a tournament.
It's fun.
It is.
Yeah.
I can get you on it. It's going to be good.
You can get me on it.
If you haven't guessed yet, dear listener, we like to talk about nerd news this segment. You've been watching a good show, though, right now.
Yeah, Paradise.
Do tell.
Oh, yeah. It's just one of those, like, end of the world. People are in a bunker.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone comes out of the bunker to see if anyone's alive.
Ooh.
So I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but, you know, it's done really well for its first season, and now it's back for a second season.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus.
Starring Sterling K. Brown.
That's the guy. Thank you.
The This Is Us black guy.
Has he cried most? I know that whenever I see This Is Us clips, he's always
I know. I think I heard it was a sad cry.
He wells up a lot.
This no, not crying.
Okay.
No tears. No tears just yet.
Because I remember seeing him in one of the lesser Predator movies, I think, and I remember him being, like, really good, and the movie wasn't very good, but I was like, that guy, he's like a take charge military guy.
For sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Paradise.
Yeah, Paradise.
I gotta get caught up on that.
Yeah, so they play that song, Oh, Think Twice. Just another letter, you and me in paradise.
Oh, that one.
They play that a lot.
Cool.
I hear that little tune.
Is there any jousting in it?
No jousting.
Not yet, though.
Not yet.
You don't know.
That's right. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
Onto some celebrity birthdays. Because what do we say about celebrities, Simone?
There are social betters, I think you said.
Yeah, and they deserve to be worshipped.
Okay.
I will bathe their feet if they ask it.
Will you?
I will for Sean Astin.
Okay.
Yeah, Samwise Gamgee himself turns 55 years old today.
Okay, so tell him what he's been in, so people will know.
He's been around for a while. Like, he started in the 80s as sort of like a teen child star. Rudy was the movie that put him on the map.
That's what people are going to know.
And The Goonies, he was one of the main kids. He was the main kid in The Goonies back in 85, 86, something like that. But he's been consistently on the scene for ages. He pops. He's a working man. Like,
you'd say he has kind of a baby face?
He's got kind of a baby face. Like, he's 55. He kind of looks like he's still, like, you know, 15. He was on Stranger Things season 3. He's pretty good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an Encino Man. He thaws out caveman Brendan Fraser and takes him to high school.
I watched Brendan Fraser the other night.
In what?
Rental Family.
Oh, you watched that?
I did.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm like in tears, man. Yeah. That wrecked me, man.
Absolutely.
I was wrecked.
It was good, though,
Yeah,
oh, my God. Him and that little girl. And her.
That was,
Yeah,
the little girl was great.
Totally. Yeah.
She was great.
That was a great film.
That was a nice little film.
That's also on Disney Plus. You guys should check that out. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
If you want to get down and dirty with an old school action movie, if you haven't seen Heat in a while, it came out in 95 with De Niro and Pacino, they're finally making a sequel. Heat 2.
Heat 2.
Yeah. Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
I'll call it like Heaters, maybe.
Heaters?
I don't know.
And there's also Devil Wears Prada 2.
Oh, that's
coming
true.
Out as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's excited. I mean, everyone looks older. It's just.
Yeah, there's a big.
Slightly older.
I remember I had a girlfriend force me to watch that first one years ago, and I really liked it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I got into it.
You were forced?
I was forced to watch it. I was like, oh, rom com. I roll. But then
but
it was
not bad.
It was fine, yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
That movie's coming under a bit of controversy in terms of Hollywood movies in general, because a lot of footage and stills have been released for The Devil Wears Prada 2, and there's a lot of comparisons between that and the first one in how they look.
But that's the thing, though.
How they're lit.
On how they're lit?
And how they're lit. Because, Simone, as I talk over you.
Yes.
Older movies, you know, you had a lighting crew, things looked really good, and it seems like a lot of newer Hollywood movies, everything just looks really flat. There's no really dynamic lighting anymore, and it looks more like a television show than a movie. And they're saying the reason for that is because, A, it's a lot faster to, if you light things just basically and flat, you can get a lot more shots done in a day. And then the real reason, too, is that there's so much digital touching up these days. Like, we've talked about how so many digital effects you don't even know.
Right.
Like, little things.
And you can make someone look younger and just throw things in there.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, there's a George Clooney movie where they wanted to they wanted to shoot in the rain, but they didn't want the windshield wipers to accidentally get in the way of his face, so they just digitally put the stuff like
and
that.
It affects the look of things.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is, but you know it's not what it should be.
And so they light these things very basically and very flatly because it's easier for the VFX team to fix things in post. And I don't know, I went through film school back in the day before computer stuff was really that much.
Right.
And one of the golden rules was, don't ever say we'll just fix it in post. Like, do the work.
Do it. In the moment.
Exactly. Get it right. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just be lazy and say, I'll just do it later in the editing bay, because you're just setting yourself up
It just looks weird sometimes. And you don't know why it looks weird, but it's almost like the original just looked like it was on film.
Yeah.
And then this newer one just looks like
it's on TV or something.
TV, yeah. It just looks cheaper.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. So if you're online, like I am chronically, check out, do some shot comparisons. Look at Devil Wears Prada 1 versus what it looks like in the second one.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on, it's Stanley Tucci. You got to like that guy like a god. He's a bald king.
He is.
he deserves everything.
Yes.
I don't know. That's my nerd out on that.
There you go.
I guess in summation, Christian Bale just got cast in Michael Mann's Heat 2. That's what that came from.
Christian Bale. How old is Christian Bale?
He's got to be like pushing 60. I think he's still on the right
60?
Side of 60.
No, he always seems young to me.
Because he started when he was young, too. Yeah, he was.
He just always seems kind of young.
I saw him in like that Steven Spielberg war movie back in the 80s when he was a precocious little kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, he's been at it a while.
He's been at it a while, yeah. So he's going to be in Michael Mann's Heat 2, which, whether or not we need a remake to Heat 1, or not a remake, but a sequel, who knows?
Who knows?
Either way, it's something fun anyways. Other little headlines today that I had pulled up and then accidentally deleted them, because I'm a professional like that. Excuse me. I had some video game news. Slay the Spire 2 comes out this month. We've been waiting years for it.
Years.
Yeah, the first one came out, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago.
You guys, the video game crowd is very patient.
We're you too
guys,
patient.
You guys wait so long for things.
Well, there's replayability. Like I'm not chomping at the bit.
That's true.
The worst thing about video games, though, I have a PlayStation 5, and the worst thing is that it tells you how many hours you've played certain games. So Slay the Spire 1, I'm almost at 400 hours.
Really?
I could have learned to play the guitar, Simone. I could have learned
true.
Woodworking.
You could have.
I could have done push-ups. So Slay the Spire 2 is coming out. That's going to suck the energy out of me. Yeah.
Are you good at doing push-ups?
Don't ask me that.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Can you?
I can do 20.
Can you do 20?
I'm not going to do them because the floor is filthy in here. That's my excuse.
Yeah, but what do you mean that's the excuse? You just said your shirt was...
I can't let it get any dirtier.
Dirty.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm fine with push-ups, yeah.
Yeah?
I guess, yeah.
You guess?
You know who's good
20?
At push-ups, though?
Who?
Ted Lasso. That's a good segue. Before we get back to the tunes, a couple more headlines. Ted Lasso season 4 is coming out in August. We look forward to that. Mm-hmm. Scream 7 comes out this weekend. Nev Campbell returns. They're targeting a $60 million opening, and it's going to be on glorious IMAX. Mm. You see the Ghostface Killer on IMAX.
Okay.
Scream 7. And that's about all I've got for news today.
All right.
What can I say?
That's good.
Watch Paradise. Watch Encino Man. Do some push-ups.
Oh, and your medieval show.
Oh, right! Squire Egg, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
There you go.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Last set, we had a new song from Cats on Silk with Discernment. We heard Bo Diddley with Who Do You Love? We had The Runaways with their cover of Rock and Roll. And we had Milk and Bone with their new remix of Bloodshot. We're going to keep things moving and grooving with new stuff from Prism Shores. And I don't mean to change my mind. How many push-ups can you do, Simone?
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
Maybe 5. Try to be honest.
That was a haiku.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are wrong.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Hello. You know what I think they're singing there?
What do you think?
When they come back from the little break?
Egg!
Anyways, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
And we're low-key obsessed with an 11-year-old actor right now.
Speak for yourself.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to find the copies of Night of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah?
I'm going to get you watch that.
You'll like it. I'll like it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, totally. The garbage you watch, Simone. You'll love it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back to the tail end of yet another amazing program. Award not winning. We've never won any awards
for
this.
Not yet.
We have to steal one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? Good answer.
Yeah.
We just heard from Juliana Riolino with her hit Against the Grain. She's going to be at the Broom Factory tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there.
Yep.
If you guys want to get an autograph. Get in line.
Get in line.
Yeah, we charge minimal fee.
I mean, yeah.
What do you think? $20?
No.
More?
Less.
Less? Underselling yourself. Also in that last set, we had brand new stuff from Private Lives with Television Faces. We had the what does that say?
Shalimars.
The Shalimars, that's
Shalimars,
right.
Shalimars, yep. Stop, Take, stop and take a look at yourself.
1966, not bad. And we also had Prism Shores with I don't mean to change my mind.
I didn't mean to change my mind.
I didn't mean to skip literacy classes when I was a kid. Anywho, yeah, we're at the tail end of the show. After us is The Mood with May. Hope she's hanging in there.
Yeah.
As a queen student, you know?
Yeah, doing all the things.
Pushing through like everyone else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're out there on campus or in Kingston, don't worry. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It might not be till June at this rate, but we're going to get some nice weather.
We'll get there.
Yeah. I'm buying up cabana wear right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready.
I'm excited for you.
I'm fighting other dudes at phase two over particular shirts. It's getting nasty in there.
Be careful.
We're ready, yeah. Aww. Nothing else we learned today that we didn't know last week?
We know that, the film festival is going to be big. It's going to be hot. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that I need to start watching Sterling K. Brown in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that Marzipan fancy man, James Marsden in it. Or is he only in the first season?
He's in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he pops in and out.
Excellent.
Yeah. In flashbacks?
Okay, cool. That guy's got a jaw that could cut glass.
Yeah.
Anyways. and other than that, keep it locked and ready to rock to CFRC all the time.
Yeah.
We got the goods that you want. So crank it up.
Crank it up.
Awesome. To play ourselves out, new stuff. Seth W.J. Hunt had a new single that just dropped this week called September Heatwave. If you want to hear his amazingly hilarious interview from last week, go to the CFRC archive.
Mm-hmm.
You'll barely regret it. Mm-hmm. After that, we've got new stuff from Snail Mail with My Maker. And if we get to it, Josh Odier with High Roller.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Excellent. My name's Squire Egg.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And we'll catch you guys next Wednesday. Have a good one.
All right. Take care, everybody.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
I'll be there September. September air is here, my love. Please wait for me. I'll be there. September air is here, my love. Please wait for me.
Tonight I'm gonna need